Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
From bales to cores to finished rolls and parent rolls, automatic handling is your guide to overcoming the worst material handling headaches. Located in Erie, Michigan, Automatic Handling International has been providing advanced state-of-the-art equipment to the paper industry for over four decades. Automatic Handling's equipment makes management, operators, and maintenance smile. Elegant solutions, simple to operate and maintain. You get a feel for their dedication to advanced equipment design and advanced manufacturing when you visit their factory. Vertically integrated, the company can control every stage of a capital project from design and manufacture to full in-house runoffs and mill startups. You won't find a paper drawing anywhere in their plant. All manufacturing and assembly is directly linked to engineering and select suppliers. The assembly floor is instantly updated on any changes with extraordinarily large screens where technicians can see every piece, every assembly detail in 3D. This means your equipment can be custom designed and built for your operations while still providing extremely short lead times for your new solution from Automatic Handling. That's Automatic Handling International Incorporated, Erie, Michigan, USA. Visit them at www.automatichandling.com or call them at 734-847-0633. That's 734-847-0633. The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim's title for this column is Power and Energy, Hubris and Finality. And here's what Jim has to say about that. As we wrap up December's power and energy emphasis, I want to offer a caution or two. When I started this series a few weeks ago, I referenced power and energy as a big topic for at least the last 46 years. Of course, it's always been a big topic, even to ancient times when animal power and human slaves supplied the energy for the rich and powerful. With the use of modern energy sources, the world has democratized energy uses, allowing many to have the benefits of cheap energy. But back to the last 46 years. Time and again, I have witnessed learned people in companies, governments, and institutions declare they have found the answer to the energy crisis. Do not be deceived. John Dos Passos, in his 1941 essay, The Use of the Past, references the idiot delusions of exceptional now. Dos Passos meant by this that at any given point in time, we think we have all the data, all the information, and hence the decisions we make now are final, complete, and will last from now on. He was saying this is not true, and we should never be deceived by this idea. In the power and energy arena, early in my career, when I was a bit less experienced than now, I swallowed lines that were similar to this one. We have the energy solution. It's definitive and final, and we can move on to other topics. This has never happened once in my 50-year career. What concerns me today is that individuals, institutions, companies, and governments are adapting some ideas at great costs with the implied understandings that they will A, succeed, and B, last forever. I think this is dangerous thinking, at least if you are making investments in these concepts, particularly in the energy field. Why can I say this? In the history of humankind, there are very few ideas that have withstood the test of time. After all, at one time, the learned people of the world insisted all the universe revolved around the Earth. They even made Galileo eat takeout for a while. When he questioned this, he was confined to house arrest. I'll further submit that future generations will demand that most of the ideas of today absolutely must be declared obsolete and old-fashioned. Why? The scientists and philosophers of the next and succeeding generations must have something to chew on, just as those of this generation did. Universities even insist on this. PhD dissertations must be original work, the very reason English majors have been reduced to writing dissertations on the effects on the mind of punctuation in Shakespeare's sonnets when read under a street light on the island of Mykonos. Thus, those inclined to pursue a PhD in an energy-related field must come up with new ideas. One of the traps we get into with energy is that the consumption of a particular form of energy follows exacting scientific principles. This is true and makes us feel good. The mistake we make, however, is that society's choice of energy solutions is completely emotional. It is only when one chooses a form that the science kicks in. So as we wrap up the second decade of this century, don't for a minute think you have seen the final definitive solution to energy sources and schemes. We don't even know what we don't know. For safety this week, do not become emotional when around energy sources. This could be disastrous for you and others. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2019, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.